This is the addendum to the original audio interview for Meg Avery that was done on May the 30th. Hi, Meg. How are you doing?
I'm great, Kim. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. You had a few things that you wanted to add to your interview, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and you're okay with us recording this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Well, the recorder is on, so I will let you go ahead and get started, and I'm just going to prompt you a little bit. You had mentioned something about wishing that Sugar Hill had its own zip code. So let's start with that.
Okay. That was something when I was on the council we looked into, because we would have liked to have had our own post office and as well as our own zip code. But at that time, I was on the council 20 years ago, we were told Sugar Hill was too small and we didn't qualify for either a post office or our own zip code. But one of the things we did accomplish while I was in office was at least to get an annex or maybe an auxiliary post office. And I was really glad that we got that started, and it still continued in with the new City Hall as well. So at least that was one step in the right direction. But I still wish Sugar Hill had its own zip code, although I suppose that could be a nightmare for companies having to change, you know, letterhead or whatever. But I just think it's annoying to put something up on the internet and put in 30518 and it says Buford. And I don't live in Buford.
Right.
But I mean, we're growing by leaps and bounds, so maybe that will be a possibility someday.
All right. Okay. And I believe that you had a few more things that you wanted to share.
I did. I thought of, when you asked about natural disasters, and I started thinking about that, and I remember the blizzard of 1993, and that was the most unprecedented, amazing storm ever. And I still remember walking out of my house. My husband and I walked down Forest Green and to Frontier Trail Drive and then up to Highway 20. You could not even see Highway 20. The amount of snow and the wind was, I just will never forget that. And that's not something you see often in the South. And it's still talked about today. Where were you on the weekend of the blizzard of 93? It was in March. So I remembered that. And we have also had some, I think, some epic ice storms as well. There was the one in 2011 in January, and our street was impassable for about 6 days. And then there was another one just a couple of years ago. It was either October or September. And of course, our street, we have many trees in the Frontier Forest neighborhood. And whenever there's a bad storm, we lose an average of 3 trees. And, you know, the neighbors are so wonderful here about helping to get debris out of the road. The city has been good. But I know the ice storms here have been really something else, especially that one of 2011, because school was closed for an entire week,
right.
Which since I work for the school system, that was the first time that I can remember having that many days consecutively closed. So I did want to mention about some really bad ice storms that we have had. And for those of us who live around a lot of trees, that can create a great deal of damage and lost power. I just wanted to mention that about the natural disasters.
Okay.
And then you also talked about local businesses, and I wanted to bring up the North Gwinnett Co-op. I know there are a lot of people in the Buford and Sugar Hill community who volunteer at the co-op and the thrift store, and I like that they benefit families in this area. And they have done, they've been there a long time, and they have done amazing things for so many people in this area. And I think that we are very fortunate and blessed to have the North Gwinnett Co-op. And another business that has survived a long time in Sugar Hill is the Northside Garden on Peachtree Industrial. And they've always been very helpful to customers, and they've just been great.
Okay.
So those were the things I really wanted to mention. And then the only other thing I wanted to mention is we had talked about things that I have done with the community, and my husband, has been and is still involved with Scouts. And in the year 2000, we started hosting exchange students. And over the years, we have had 12 students. And first, they went to school at North Gwinnett High School, since that's where we were zoned. And we've always had girls, and the girls have gotten involved in the community, in the school. We have taught them as much as we could about our community, went to council meetings. They got involved with different clubs, both at North Gwinnett and at Lanier High School. And it's such an amazing opportunity to have a student from another country come here and experience what life can be like in America with a family and not as a tourist. And we have really enjoyed many discussions and experiences with our girls. And as a matter of fact, one of our girls' parents' best friend's daughter came and stayed with us in 2008 for a month. She was going to the university and studying law, and she wanted to learn more about government in the United States. And she came and lived with us for a month, and she did an internship at City Hall at Sugar Hill. And she helped out in the rec department for a couple weeks, and she helped out in a couple of other departments at City Hall and got a certificate from Mayor Perkle. And that was a really neat experience for her. And so we were really glad that we could do that for her. And that was 2008, and she's still in contact with a couple of people that she worked with at City Hall.
That's awesome.
It is really neat. And I'm glad that she did that. And of course, we're still in touch with her, too. She just came and visited us last year for a week. I think having an exchange student, it's such a unique program. It really is. We've had girls from Germany, Italy, Slovakia, Australia, and Brazil. And we've had many, many interesting discussions. There's so many different customs and traditions, and exchanging our ideas has been has really enriched both of our lives. I just wanted to mention that about the exchange students.
Mm-hmm. So are they still offering a program like that for exchange students? How did you get involved with that?
We got involved because the mother of one of my husband's scouts, Kay Wilson, she lived off Petrie Industrial, and she was a coordinator for this group. And she asked us, would you be interested in hosting an exchange student? And we thought, well, let's find out more about it. And we did. So usually, there's a few different organizations out there. And the one that we did, the acronym is CIEE, Council for International Educational Exchange. And that's who Kay was working with. And it's a really good program, where you look at student profiles and see how your interests match a student that you would choose.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, is Kay still involved with it, or you're not sure?
She is not. We've had another coordinator since then, a coordinator who lives in Buford, and then of course when COVID hit, that was closed down. Nobody was coming over here, of course. So there have been, there was a lapse there because of that. And we have not hosted since 2018, when we had our girl from Brazil, who actually is coming back this month to see us. And we just haven't gotten back into it yet.
Okay. All right. But if someone was interested in it, they would just, Google that CIEE?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and host families need to put in an application and, you know, have a background check done and answer a lot of profile questions.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting because, you know, well, you know, we had the Ambassadors Council and the Youth Council, and we actually this year had the first official elections of the Youth Council where we actually voted for the council. It was very interesting. We did like a mock you know, let them get up and give their spiel for why they felt like they needed that position, which it was just for secretary, but I was involved with that, and that was very interesting. That's the first time that we've done that. So I really do think that it's really important to get our youth involved, too, with not only with the community, but, you know, with our government and the way that it functions.
Yep, I think so, too. I did go to a couple of the youth council meetings, and I was very impressed with the students. I thought that was a great thing to have. But, yeah, our youth are our future. So I think that's important to get them involved in a lot of different ways.
Right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to add that you may have thought of since the last time we spoke?
I don't think so. Oh, yes, wait a minute. There was one other thing here. You asked about the amenities in Sugar Hill, and I have to tell you how much I just love Perkle Park. I thought that was a great idea to get that started over there, the park, the community garden, and the fact that it had soccer fields, because at that time there were so many parks in this area that had baseball fields. And so I was really thrilled that Perkle Park had the soccer fields, and actually one of the fields was named after our son, the James Avery Field, and that really meant a lot to me. But it's such a nice park. I love the playground. I would take my great nephews over there because it had a domed roof, and they really enjoyed playing there. But the soccer fields are really great. One with the AstroTurf and then the regular, and it's a really nice park to walk through or bicycle through as well.
Yeah, now both of them are AstroTurf. They've expanded, so both sides of where you go in the parking lot there, they've did some additional improvements out there. So yeah, it is really nice. And if you haven't visited our greenways, like over at Goldmine Park, you should definitely go over there and check those out too.
Oh, I have. I've walked the Greenway at Goldmine Park. I've walked there a few times, from Goldmine up to Whitehead and back.
Oh, awesome.
And it's really nice.
All right. Well, we sure do appreciate your time and adding to your interview. We'll make sure to get this added to it. And we hope that you continue to stay active with the community, and we really do appreciate your input.
Well, you're very welcome, Kim. Thanks for thinking of me and asking.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and turn the recorder off now.